Oh, man, I don't know. I'm pathetic. I'm pathetic with these things. Hi. This is our podcast for November, and I was trying to think about how to add some more shelves. I've gotten a lot of books, many of them you've sent me that I've enjoyed. But it reminds me of a story. When I had our steps redone in the house, we're in an older house, and it's because I couldn't do it. I didn't know where to begin. There's so much math involved. I didn't have any kind of vocational training that it was called when I was in school. And I'm just pathetic around the house. And there's no need to be, because what our podcast is about today is the new voc ed. I mean, so much broader than that, and career technical education. And one reason we wanted to highlight this today is it's back in the department. The previous administration kind of moved it out. That was at a time when they were looking to kind of blow up the Department of Education. And at any rate, this governor brought it back to our department. State Board encouraged that, and we're delighted that Patty Cantu, the director, and her entire team back. Because think about this. We've instituted for the first time high school graduation requirements this year's freshmen. And as some of you know from our previous work together, and I think even on a podcast, that we really envision this as kind of reinventing the Model T. And it's not about taking courses, it's about getting proficient in math and science. And there's a lot of ways to do that. And one of the ways that a lot of kids are going to succeed in math and science is through a career tech experience that offered throughout the state. And it's going to play the significant role in high school requirements, because that's the only way that some kids, I think I might have been one of them, who would succeed more than in a traditional classroom. So it's more than this old image of vocational ed. It's speaking from here in Lansing, it's probably fair to say it's not your father's Oldsmobile. Those of you who don't know, this is where the Oldsmobile used to be made. This is the new world we're in, and it's great. You can, biotech, agriscience, nanotechnology, these are things that you can kind of learn academically in other traditional courses, but these are hands-on, relevant ways to learn about these concepts and to learn math and science in today's age. I think you're going to see this distinction between what still is kind of in our system, like college-bound kids go through traditional academics and non-college-bound kids go through other experiences like vocational ed. Those lines are gone. In fact, almost half the kids who've completed CTE programs have gone on to community college, and the other half virtually have gone on to four-year institutions. So over 90% of the kids who complete these career tech programs are on to either a two- or four-year institution. This has changed everything. And they go with 21st-century skills. It's not just the high school requirements that we've had on paper, but the thing that we've been encouraging, kind of the wraparound on our high school requirements, are what we call 21st-century skills. And these are things like problem solving and working in teams, and you just can't find a better way to do this, in my opinion, than through hands-on experiences, and career techs maybe the major way. Lab experiences are another way. So what do we do with these? I mean, these are preparing kids right now for where all the jobs are. Healthcare, automotive design, high-tech manufacturing. This isn't the old kind of manufacturing that we've grown up with. This is a very different world, and I'll mention in a moment my own experience with that. I visited the Bay Aranac Career Tech Center last year. I'm invited around the state, and I try to do one visit a month to a district. And what I saw was kids way beyond the skill level that I had, not only in things like being able to use my hands and work with tools and carpentry and all the rest, but I saw kids who really were getting math from the use of math. This gentleman who, not a high school graduate, by the way, probably close to my age, who rebuilt the stairs in our house, he didn't know what I did at first, but he asked me later, because I was complimenting him on how I couldn't do this and how great a job he was doing and how much math was really involved. And he never really thought about it as math. Nowadays, we've got to connect that and help kids realize, especially kids who think they don't do math, that especially in these experiences, you're doing math every day. So I was so impressed at Bay Aranac to see these kids. They're way beyond anything that I was able to do at that time, not only, as I said, with things like carpentry, but certainly with things even that are traditionally academic. Last year, two ISD professionals, Paul Bergen and Gene Pierce, joined our staff here on loan and really worked through, along with our staff and with Patty Cantu's group, to connect academics and the CTE experience so that kids can come out of those experiences with credit in math and science and other things. And for example, you can get science credit in the health career tech experiences. Clear match. You can get math credit in the aeronautics career tech experiences that are throughout the state in so many centers. Calhoun, if I'm not mistaken, was the one that I visited one day, and they even, for their criminal justice certificate, in their career tech experience for criminal justice, they were teaching crime and punishment. I mean, great literature tied in with what we used to think of as vocational education. I mean, what a better match. This is real stuff. This isn't to diminish what's done in traditional schools and traditional classrooms where that works for kids. But there are tremendous numbers of kids, both who this will serve better. Finally, what I wanted to just end with is I got nearby, in fact, right over that way, if you were sitting in my office, is the most modern auto plant in the world right at this moment. You know, the new plants keep improving on themselves. But it's a GM plant. They build the Buick Enclave, the Saturn Outlook, and I think it's the GMC Acadia. I was blown away. I mean, the work done in there, first of all, the atmosphere for work is so different than what you envision, at least what I envisioned, was the old 70s model of working on the line. These are clean, very professional places. People work in teams. It's just amazing to watch the quality that you could see go into these cars because of not only the engineering feed and the way the production lines bring everything just in time to that vehicle. All different kinds of vehicles. I think it was 44 an hour go down this line, and the exact right part is there for the exact right vehicle. And then in the final analysis, though, you have a very skilled person, emphasize, skilled person doing that last piece, taking it and making sure the fit is right. And all of these folks now have community college degrees. And just as an aside, we have, starting last year, work keys is one of the tests that we have with our kids taking the high school, the ACT, the Michigan Merit Exam. And this particular plant uses the work keys to determine who its team leaders are going to be. So we've got a nice match there. And the reason I wanted to mention it is we're trying to reinvent the Model T here at the department. The Model T of education has worked for a long time, but it doesn't cut it anymore. And places like that demonstrate to me the new world of work, how all of our kids, all of the students in Michigan need to get higher levels of proficiency in all areas, math, science, we most notably talk about because it's our weakest points, but right across the board, English, language, arts, being able to write, being able to work in teams. I would say that Michigan Works has been kind of a prime catalyst to this and has helped us reimagine this in the department. So I feel like I've rambled a little bit today and just had a cup of coffee here. But I wanted to just fill you in a little bit that I'm so excited about career tech. It's a new world for us. It's going to help so many kids who maybe in a traditional way, like I was, wasn't going to be great in a traditional classroom. I would encourage a lot of people to consider this, even if they perceive themselves to be traditional type folks working in a strictly academic area, and consider this kind of hands-on experience. So these are our little podcasts we try to do once a month just to fill you in on the way we're looking at some issues in education, and we're just tremendously excited by Career Tech. So thanks for being with us today.